Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Know Me, Know Me Institute. That's KNOWME, all capital letters for Allah, and NOME for the servants, the creatures, the creation of Allah. We are nothing without the dear, the one God. We're going to read from Surah Ibrahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Ra. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min dhulumati ila nuri bi'idni rabbihim ila siratil azizil hamid. Allah الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وولوا للكافرين من عذاب شديد والذين يستحبون الحيوات الدنيا على الآخرة و يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا باللسان قومي ليبين لهم فيضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Surely Allah's words are true. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Nomi Nomi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's Word. Welcome to the presentation on the conference call line and on the Nomi Nomi Institute where, internet, as we can be heard later, inshallah, as archives would have it. We give that number for once. Wanting to call in later for the conference call line is 712-432-0508, and the reference, the code is 995958#. And this reference number would be 1150. And for those going to the website, you will go to Know Me, Know Me Institute, KNOWME Institute, INSTITUTE, and you will be able to pull up, see the or archived broadcast, inshallah, God willing. Let's read in the Sahih International, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that you might bring mankind out of darkness into the light by permission of their Lord, to the path of the exalted Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and woe to the disbelievers from a severe punishment. The ones who prefer the worldly life over the hereafter and avert people from the way of Allah, seeking to make it seem deviant. Those are in extreme error. And we did not send any messenger except speaking in the language of his people to state clearly for them. And Allah sends astray thereby whom he wills and guides whom he wills, and he is the exalted in might, the wise. And surely Allah's words are true. The guidance that is there is guidance from these words are for the human being, the human being. And so we go to the surah. Let's see. On yesterday, we were reading from, and I did not put my note here as to which surah that was. Well, we go to the creation of Adam in Quran. So those who want to follow, creation of Adam in the Quran. And we'll be going to corpus Quran. Okay. And it will show the story of Adam. Yes. I see the creation of Adam in the Quran and the story of Adam. That's the one, yes. Okay, so Surah 2, 29 and 30. And the surah is called Baqara. That's B is for A-Q-R-A-H. Baqara. All right? As this is a learning as well that we are presenting. And we'll go to 29, ayat 29. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'an thumma istawa ila as-sama'i fasawwahunna سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. It's Sahih International, as we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. It is he who created for you all of that which is on the earth, that then he directed himself to the heavens, his being above all creation, and made them seven heavens, and he is all-knowing of all things. And when your Lord said to the angels, indeed, I will make upon the earth a successive authority, they said, will you place upon it one who causes corruption therein and shed blood while we declare your praise and sanctify you? Allah said, indeed, I know that which you do not know. Surely Allah speaks the truth. SubhanAllah. Now we'll go to 31. Wa allama adama al asma kullaha. ثم Radahun, Radahun, Ala Malaikati, Fakal, Enbi Uni, Bi Asma, Hawukla, In Kuntum, Sadiqin, Kalu, Subhanaka, لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Ayat 31 said in, from Sahih International, and he taught Adam the names, all of them. Then he showed them to the angels and said, Inform me of the names of these if you're truthful. They said, Exalted are you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Indeed, it is you who is the knowing, the wise. Now, we'll stop that. That's 32, ayat 32. What we want to bring out today, and inshallah, for those who are listening, we are understanding what the Adam is, and we declare that the Adam is a composition of and has the abilities to the composition of thought and matter. And in this thought is the ability to hear, see, feel, think, and reason using rational thought. The matter is the physical construct. As we look at Ayat 29 of Surah 2, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly khalaqa, created, already created, and we don't have time to go through the grammatical structure deeply, but we know that the past tense, the verb itself is past tense, already done it. Allah had already created it for what? For kum, lakum, for you. So this you, we can't pass over what the you is referenced here, the letters kaf, the K sound, and meme, the M. So lakum, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for you ma. And this ma, meme, Alice, whatever is to ma, meme, is ma, whatever fi is in al art, jabi, and whatever is in the earth all together. Now, here is where we explain, inshallah, God willing, the earth, when we look at what we have, what is shown as the earth, then we look at the composition of the earth, and then we see all the attributes of the earth, what is all about the earth. Everything is collected on the earth, everything. All the earth, everything that is collected and considered earth. There is, though, a force that keeps everything stationary or in place for its use, and that it is the gravitational pull. And this gravity, then, now we look at our human makeup, and we see that the earth, with its gravitational pull, holds everything to it, then there's the gravitational pull also in the human being, the Adam. And that gravity is through our needs, the strings of our needs, strings of our wants, strings of our desires. Our needs are there, such as a need to eat. Then we are directed to go out and get what we need. But we have to use our mental makeup. And when we, whatever needs are there, everything is done, it's already created. So this is the earth for the Adam. The earth is in the collection of the desires to go out and get what is needed, and then there are the desires to get what is wanted. So this is the earth in comparison to the earth that we look at outside of ourselves. And it is the earth outside of ourselves that we look for our to be fulfilled for our art, our desires, our need, our thinking, that our thinking is in place to eat, to move about and get what we need and what we want, what we desire. So the art has already been created, that process. And the Lord of Allah says, Jemian is the coming together, putting it all together. Then, Thumme, Ustawa, Ila Sama. Now, the Sama is classified as the heavens. Fasawa, fashion the heavens. All of the fashion, the heavens is in the plural, sab'ah, the seven heavens. So now the heavens, and we will ask the question, well, what is this referring to if the earth, the art, has its composition in the human makeup, then as the human being connected with its desires, its needs, its wants, then the heavens then is that which is higher up. Then it takes us to our ability to think, to draw from whatever, what we see as the heavens above the earth, and we see it as higher up. We see it as the skies, right, as the skies. So we see the skies, but we know that it's up high. And when we ask the question many times, we say, well, where is heaven? We will always point upward, right? Now, so come back to the human makeup, the Adam. The Adam, whatever is outside of it, is also operating in it. Well, so the heavens, the earth here, the physical makeup, the matter of the body form, and the thinking, the gravitational pull of between our thinking on just on the base level of what we need, what we want, what we desire, with our thinking is connected in the earth part, earth. Then what we see outside and what we want, and it becomes an internal self, we look at what is outside and we begin then to be raised up through our thinking. The elevation happens one level at a time. And the elevation occurs when we see the tree and we see, then we get the ideas of how to use that tree in more ways than it standing in the ground. And we take the tree and we make a physical structure for the use of that tree. We're beginning to think and create. The tree then, we identify how to cut it down, get it down, then we began to identify the uses for it. So our thinking becomes higher and higher, but then we see the tree and we think family. How do we get from the concrete tree to the word family? How do we see the connection between the tree and family? the human family. How do we get our thinking to move from the concrete of a tree and move to the semi-concrete of we seeing different people, seeing a group of people as a family, but there's a spirit in there that we are really utilizing as we think of family. We're thinking of love. We're thinking of unity. We're thinking of oneness. So this process that we're using, we're extracting information from the tree, from the animals, from the ground, from the waters, from the sunlight, from the moonlight, from the darkness, from the light of the day. We're extracting information. It is all the earth, but now we've been fed in the physical, but now we're extracting it. Each time we extract, we're pulling information, so it goes to the seven process and to the height of it all. And when we get to the height of it, we realize one thing, that we must acknowledge then, because we're going to be seeking that the height, from the height of understanding it, we'll realize there is the Creator that is always, has always been operating, is always operating, and will be always operating. The Creator. So to set the heavens, when we are going through the earth and the heavens, we will realize we need the protection, the guidance first, and the protection of our Lord. And if we bring out nothing else, we want to bring out that it is the one God, the one Creator, the Lord, that lords over everything. And so as we move through the process that has been created for us to move through, we eat, we sleep, we drink, we think, and then we sit and we ponder, and then we want to know what's behind it all. So these questions, we began to ask questions. So now we're seeking, and then we are moved from one plane, P-L-A-N-E, to another on our quest. And information will come. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that from Surah Ibrahim, that he sent the messengers all in the language of their people, but to bring them out of darkness, bring the thinking out of darkness into the light. So the thinking is the Adam, the whole makeup of the Adam, the whole quest, the whole knowledge. There's a knowledge base there that is formatted, and the Creator created that knowledge base for us. Right where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and tell them their names. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam the name, taught Adam the names of everything. So the Adam is who? It is us. Now, let's speak about the shedding of the blood, if we can, inshallah, within the time we have. The shedding of blood, the angels, or the angels we know are now information that is there to help us throughout creation, throughout our process in creation. So the angels. So now when we think of the angels, they're not physical human beings floating around, flying around in the air. It is information. Information that we get from the tree, from the water, from the air, from the combustion that are caused through the heat and cold, whatever we learn the science of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it and created it all to serve our thinking. Our thinking serves our movement. So the information has to serve our thinking in order for our thinking to serve our movement. And as we move, and then we find that we must humble ourselves to the Creator, the One, be in total submission, total humbleness, total appreciation and thankfulness to the Creator. Now, the Surah, let's see, was it 29? Yes, 29, 30. Ayat 30 of Surah 2, where the angels are asked, would they, as they were shown the creation of, now here's the identity of the Adam, Khal, and what it will say, the procession of one after another, the Khalifatan. The Khalifatan is the creation as we are, Adam, of the creation. But we will have a succession of ourselves. Now, what is going to cause that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also placed in our body having the quest, our mind having a quest, to come together with ourselves. So here, the angels ask, Qalu, atajalu fiha, will you place in it one who will spread corruption in it? Now, and it's using fiha. I want to stress that the ha is referencing the creation in and of itself, the whole origin, the makeup that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in, that in this, in our very makeup, this is a question that's being asked by the Malaik, will there be made one man, a meme noon, that's the who, because of the meme fata noon, and I'm saying men, I'm not saying man, physical man, I'm saying men, the Arabic for who. But the who then, this is identifying the Adam as well. The process of Adam, Khalifatan, and the men is the who, meaning that it is the makeup of it is one who can think, one who can understand, all right? So that's the who that's indicated in here. That will cause, because there has to be a thinker, a process of thinking going on, if the Malaik think that it will cause corruption. And now, then, and one who will shed, Yasfiku, will shed with Dima. You look up Dima, you will find that it is referred to blood, but the blood here is speaking about the information. And we have to shed the ugly information. The Malaik were thinking of shedding the blood, shed, you know, just be out, just spurting, da 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 da. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, Allah knows what they know not. So here in the blood, the Adamah, we have the blood in our physical form, but the blood that flows from us is information. So throughout the earth, we have created a misunderstanding, and we have shed the physical blood. When the example we're to look at is the shedding of the blood that is physical in the human makeup, and that is in the female. When she sheds blood, there is no pregnancy, there is no productivity, no recreation. Then that blood gets shed. So now we take that, as we said before, we extract information. We are here to, we extract information to rise up to the heavens in the position in which we are to be, in an humble, submissive position. But we extract information from that practice, that happening of shedding of the blood from the female, and then we put it into our life, and we see that the shedding of the blood is truly the shedding of information that is not productive. But that is the natural course. The natural course is for, and where is the female, the feminine attribute? It is the earth. And the earth itself, is a womb. And anything that is not productive, then the earth also is our mind. So now we look at our mental makeup, and we see it as the earth, and we shed the information that is not productive. Meaning, how do we shed it in our mind? We shed it by getting rid of those thoughts, but we replace it with cleanliness, clean, pure blood, clean, pure information. And this is the connection between the thinking, the true thinking that we must have with the Isa, Prophet Isa, praise and peace be upon him, and the one speaking of the crucifix, that the blood was shed, and that the blood will always be shed, and that the drinking of that blood is the proper process for us. But we have to extract from the information that has been shared through the guidance from, oh my God, our Lord, that it is the information. So the Malaik were created to share information, and they gave it up willingly, but not so the one that were amongst the angels. It is an information as well, and it was not in the position to share or give of itself to help Adam along the way. Adam, it is thinking to do good, to continue along the way. There is then the jinn, the leader of the jinn. The leader is the leader of the angels. It said, as long as it stayed submissive in its proper order. But the moment that it refused to help Adam, then it was shown up that it was the jinn. It was the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn as an avenue that can submit. And it also has the avenue to go astray. So it has its will. It has its will. Adam has its will, the free will. So Adam has an avenue process to go astray, and it is the jinn. It is there, but Adam is not the jinn, but Adam has a jinn. So it has that avenue to go wayward. Now, all of this still, again, is in thinking. So when we are extracting information, we know that there is the aptness to go astray, to use information in the wrong way, to lie, to slander, to gossip, to even desire committing fornication without committing to the presence of marriage, the desire to commit adultery after we've committed to a marriage is two minds. You say, but the heart of the mind is what is operating and coming together. So deep-seated in the heart of the thinking of the individuals, which is the Adam, has to be the will, the desire. Remember the desire, that earth, well, the desire has to be elevated as well to the seven, through the seven heavens. It has to go through this process of naming itself, understanding its purpose, of who it is, and then understanding that it will be able to look and make comparisons with things as to what is it for. And then it will be able to interpret and begin to, on its question journey, it will begin to learn more and more and interpret what it is really desiring, and then begin to study it, the makeup of things, and because the purpose is to get to its finest position. And then it will begin to assess, guard any unnecessary thing, and then it will be able to establish a governing process for what it has what the results are from its studies. And then from that, it will realize, even as high as I've gotten, this is not my Lord. I'm not to worship it. And then it can turn and humble itself. All of what it has gained, all of what it has acquired, then Adam becomes Muhammad, and then it humbles itself, total praise to the Almighty God. Also, the step that we just went, the seven heavens, is from the Adam, and on the equal plane is Jesus and John, and then Joseph or Yusuf, then Idris, then Harun or Aaron, then Musa or Moses, then Ibrahim or Abraham. That's the seven. After that, we become the Muhammad, where praise, total praise, we're in the position to give total praise to the one God. And that is where the Malaik ask the question. And when they ask the question, do you create, cause, make one in, that will cause corruption in itself and shed blood? And it says, when we are ones who are Nusabbi, we glorify you and we praise you. And so that is what Almighty God shared with them. They know not. Allah knows, but they do not know that information. It is here to share with us as it is useful to our returning to our Lord. And so when we return to our Lord, meaning that we return to the state of being in the glorified, praising state of being, that is the Muhammad. Praise be to Almighty God for the understanding as we evolve. We are constantly evolving. And that is the evolving, is the extracting of information, the purpose of it, and the higher we go, we will find that it is our Lord that we humble ourselves to. It is our Lord in the beginning, and it is our Lord in the ending of whatever our thinking grows to. Inshallah, we pray that this is of some benefit, and as we continue on, we want to know how to translate, as we, all of us, extract and come to that understanding, then we turn now and make it useful outwardly. So when we extract information about how to make a tree become a house and how to make a tree become a chair or a table or a bed, or we extract from the earth, the soil, the sand, glass, make the sand glass and make the in the earth the minerals, using the minerals, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran says, it speaks to those who believe and do works. Amana, remember the manna? When we spoke about the man, mim nun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the ones, the believer. So let's go to Surah Mukmin. Mukminun. Surah Mukminun, Surah Mukminun is the surah speaking about the believer. So Allah SWT, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah says, قد أفلح المؤمنون والذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكوات فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون والذين يرثون فردوس هم فيها خالدون ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين. And we'll stop there. So the God of Bahu Azim. And that's to the 12th ayah of Surah 23, Mukminun. And we read, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Certainly, will the believers have succeeded? They who are during their prayer, humbly submissive, and they who turn away from ill speech, and they who are observant of zakat, and they who guard their private parts, except from their wives or those their right hand possess, for indeed they will not be blamed. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors, and they who are to their trusts and their promises attentive, and they who carefully maintain their prayers, those are the inheritors who will inherit al-Firdaws. They will abide therein eternally. And certainly did we create man from an extract of clay. Sadaqallahu Azim. If we did nothing more than to take as Sahih International, that translation, and we can read Yusuf Ali. But if we go there, let's go back to the right hand, their wives. Okay, it says, Illa except Allah upon as the wajihim. Now, as wajihim, this is the alif, zay, waw, jim.